Marigold is still here. You know, the dog that we're caring for. And she's in heat again.
But you're supposed to take her to get fixed today.
Right. So that was the whole thing that we had said to her owner. Listen, you got to call up. You got to get her fixed. She's going into heat again. I can't have my dog running around. This is like 2 months of her running around in diapers. And it's a lot of work. You're not paying us enough for this. So we've been bothering her for months now. She finally, I forced her to do it. We drive the dog up there. She's got to do all these preliminary tests. Then they set up an appointment. They said we can get her spayed as early as the 12th, which is, you know, like in a week. Great. Mm-hmm. So we go up there and the doctor's like, no, she's already in heat. It's going to be 3 more months.
Didn't she go in heat every month?
No, they're not. They're not actual women. They're dogs. They go into heat about twice a year.
That is like normal women then. That's exactly like
you can have sex with me twice a year and that is it.
My birthday and your birthday. That's right. The only time I get.
Right.
So it's exactly like that, actually.
Just like a normal woman, yeah. So the last time she went into heat was right after she had just gotten here. She got here in March. April she went into heat. We were like, never again. And we've been bothering this woman like crazy to have this done. Finally, she did. And it's too late. The dog's in heat again.
That dog has been at your house for a year.
Not yet. March will be a year. But it's February.
Almost a year.
Yeah. It's almost a year.
Almost a year. That is 7 years of that dog's life has been at your house. That is your dog now.
And here's the best part. So my mom and I are going up to Connecticut for the weekend. She's like, can you bring Marigold again?
Yeah, that is your dog.
Like, that's not our dog. I'll have to ask if I can bring Marigold to Connecticut for the weekend.
A dog can't go away from you for a year. That's pretty much half the dog's life.
I know.
That's your dog now.
I know. And I'm really close with her, too. She's like my best friend. She's like my only friend.
Right. And now she's in heat. And you're like, wait.
Marconi can't be around her, so she's all up in my business.
Oh,
you know, she's like,
man.
You understand. And the worst part about it is that when she goes back to her owner, probably in a couple of months, as soon as the owner gets vaccinated, I'm guessing, I'm going to be sad about it. It's going to be hard for me.
That dog is never going back to that owner. There's no reason why that owner hasn't gotten that dog up until this point.
The whole thing's weird. I do agree. And the fact that she lives so close and has not seen the dog. It's one thing if the dog is staying with us because the woman can't take care of the dog because of her health. Mm-hmm. That I understand. But she hasn't even seen her dog in almost a year.
You got pretty much the baby in the basket knocking on the front door and running.
Right. Except she's still paying for the dog. She's paying for her food. She's
paying
for her care.
You still pay for the kid. You know, you give the people that you knocked on the door, you give them a couple bucks because you feel bad.
This is like when you get a divorce and the other person gets the kid and child support.
And you get the headache because now she's in heat and your dog goes insane.
Insane.
If the wind just blows.
We have two intact dogs in the house at the same time. One's a male, one's a female. So that's fun.
Right. And the male... If the wind blows a certain way, he gets all happy.
Yeah. Oh, happy. I mean, he's panting. He's sniffing. He's got his nose up in her cooch. I have to keep pushing him away. We keep them in separate rooms. We have this fence. Every time we walk into a room, we got to put a fence up to keep them apart. And he stands there at the fence looking at us like, what? What? How come? Why am I over here when you guys are over there? Can I come over there?
It's like my parents with me when I was 16.
That's right.
The gate up. You can't go by this hazard. Oh, come on. I smell her. She's here. I know it.
I know she's here.
Right. No, when you go to your room, you leave the door open. No. Let me close the door.
Yeah, so you can relate.
Exactly. I know his pain.
Yeah, so I'm going to take her with me to Connecticut just to give Marconi, my dog, the male dog, just to give him a relief for a couple of days.
How long are they in heat for?
I think it's about 6 to 8 weeks. 6 weeks.
6 weeks you have to put up with this?
Yep.
Is this the only time the dog can get pregnant or can they get...
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
So we have to only twice a year.
Yeah, so we got to keep them apart. But I got to tell you, he has a bum back leg. So even if he tried, I don't think he can't do the deed.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he can. I mean,
you think?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She won't let him. He walks in the room. She starts growling at him. And, you know, I realize she's so smart. I wish I would have known her when I was in high school. Like, the boys I don't like, they walk into a room. And, you know, like, when you're a teenage girl and you don't know how, even, like, when you're a 20-something-year-old girl, you want to send the message to a guy that you're not interested, but you don't want to be a jerk about it. All you got to do is go, That's all. She does that. She sends the message so quickly. He turns around, walks right out of the room, just a little growl. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, you did, and you had friends around you saying to you all the time when you saw a guy, and you did it anyway.
Yeah.
You didn't listen to your friends.
That's true.
Just stay away from that guy. You went, leave me alone. You don't know. I love him. But I love him.
No, but there's definitely guys that I wish I would have growled at. Mm-hmm. Sucks. If I get a time machine, I'm going back and growling at guys.
I think you're going to have even more sex then.
No. If I had a time machine, I would go back and I would do a lot more growling.
Would you have less sex?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, there's definitely people that I had sex with that I look back, I'm like, nah, I didn't have to do that one.
Huh.
I didn't, you know, I don't need my number to be that high.
Is it the one night stand guys, or are there guys that, you know, went a whole season?
Oh, no, there's guys that I dated or you know, just hooked up with. Like, I had a couple of friends with benefits that I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I would have just kept it as a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe no benefits.
Yeah, no.
It ruined the friendship in the end.
Yeah, no guy ever thinks this. If I went back in time, I wouldn't sleep with her. No.
You'd sleep with more women. You'd be like, oh my God, I should have banged that one.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going back going, oh, I shouldn't have done that. What, are you out of your mind? No, it's in the Rolodex. It's part of the Rolodex now. And I have to flip to the Rolodex. You want to have that Rolodex in your head.
Yeah, when you get to your age.
Yeah, because the Rolodex has ended. So I need to go back to when I was 16 and add to the Rolodex because I didn't.
It's so ended that half of the people listening right now don't even know what a Rolodex is.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, your contacts and your phone, except it was a hard copy that you kept on a desk somewhere.
Yeah, and I didn't even have that. You know, people always had a black book.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I remembered numbers.
Why remember a number? You saw somebody twice?
Yeah,
who'd you
true.
See twice? Whose number did you need? Yeah. Whose number did you need that didn't let, like, by the time it washed off your hand, still needed it?
Yeah. I probably still have a drawer full of numbers on little pieces of paper somewhere.
Matchbooks, stuff like that.
Right. That half of them probably weren't real. And the other half probably were.
I used to give guys six numbers.
Yeah, and
if they really wanted to see me, they'd figure out that seventh number.
And what was the seventh number?
Seven.
So that's no. You're so not. If you're not one, you're not worth it. I would dial the number and hit one. Yes. Is there a girl there that looks like a little boy? No. Damn it. And then I'm not trying again. I'm not.
8491. 8492.
I'm not doing
that. 8493. Ah, screw this chick.
No, I'm not going past one. You're way not worth that.
I'm not seven.
I guarantee you got no calls.
No, I did. I got calls.
You got calls?
Yeah, and they guys loved the story. Actually, they loved telling their friends, like, yeah, it was so cute. She gave me six numbers, but I worked hard. It's like, how hard do you have to work? There's only 10 numbers.
See,
you don't have to work all that hard. You just dial a number.
I'm so glad you didn't give me that. We didn't meet in a club, and you handed me a number with six. I would have looked at it and went, no, honey, here. You can have that back. That's not going to happen.
That's funny. My favorite were the guys who didn't go in order. They didn't go 89471, 89472. They just went 89477. Like, they just guessed. You know, I found those guys really interesting. The guessing guys.
No, you don't want to even date a guy that would do six numbers and try to find the seventh. That means he's way too hard up. There's no way.
No, it means he really liked me.
No, he didn't. six. No, you're so not the six number chick.
I'm so not Ward.
Unless your name is Miss New York, there's no way I'm going through all those numbers.